Great Expectations by Grant MacFarlane.
But my overwhelming curiosity centres around the question, did I tell my name to anyone last night or didn't I tell my name? I mean, will they remember me only as the hairy Scotsman or as Jim McPherson, the next big thing? Oh, for fuck's sake, what difference would it make? Well, if David Dimbleby saw my name playing a gig in his local pub in Chichester or wherever he lives, then he might come along. If he came along, some journalist who may be sat in the audience writing a review would use his name in the piece. If I'm associated with that type of audience, it would raise people's interest. You know, in a, ooh, Big Davy Dimbles went to see that man Jim, so he might be worth a watch type way. But that's sure as fuck not going to happen if I didn't tell him my name, will it? Ah, I see what you mean. David pauses with the rare acknowledgement that Jim may actually have said something that doesn't have the goal of making him laugh. Surely you must have introduced yourself, though. Well, not really. How do you even do that during COVID? Go up to him, sticking an elbow towards him? That would scare him, and it would obscure my face when I said my name anyway. And it would be like I'm some autograph hunter. Nah, fuck that. I just went up to Eddie and told him what a fantastic pair of legs he had, and then went on to tell him that I missed the bit where Miss Havisham died as I was trying to reconcile my admiration of his calves and those killer heels with my heterosexual madness. I recommended to him that perhaps a longer skirt would be more appropriate for Dickens, and that his outfit would have been more apt for Godwell, you know, to brighten it up a wee bit and keep you awake. Spurting his beer to leave a dribble of creamy froth on his beard, David laughed. So how did he take that? He did much the same as you, without making a mess of his beard, of course. Maybe smudging his chin foundation now that I think about it. Thereafter, we discussed the whole gender politics thing and basically having a laugh. That was why Dimbles joined us, to tell Eddie it was a great performance, but that he thought he was missing the main show with all our laughter. It was fucking class, man. These two giants and I, just talking pish and killing ourselves. Sounds like an incredible night. Did you not swap numbers or anything? Oh, for fuck's sake. As if. You don't do that with these people, do you? Davy's wife came to get him home in the car. The old bastard had had about four ales and could hardly walk. At one point, I thought he was going to peg it when choking on a kettle crisp and laughing as Izzy was describing the freedom I'd feel if I'd just plait my fucking beard. After Big D left, the Izmaster just supped his pint, gave the crowd a bit of fun as we both mimicked virtual goodbye hugs, then fucked off. Fuck. I guess you'll never know, mate. Perhaps you slipped in your name at some time and they will show up, David said wistfully. Aye. Or maybe I should just rename myself as Hairy Scotsman and do a pub tour called My Love of Eddie's Legs. Great Expectations.